Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yudalad, Parsha Kisavai, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. In the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is related in this Parsha, it says that the person bringing the Bikurim declares, Va'anisa Bamarta, you shall declare and say, Arami Oved Avi, Arami meaning Lavan, who wanted to destroy my father, Yaakov, Yered Mitzrayim, and then he had to go down to Mitzrayim, and he lived there with a small amount of people, and then they grew into a large nation. Yetzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, v'yivienu olamakam hazeh, and he brought us to this place, and therefore, in thanks to that, we bring the first gifts, the first fruits, we bring them as a gift, as bikurim, to the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to understand, why is it only these two kindnesses that Hashem did for the Yidden that are mentioned in the bringing of the Bikurim? Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov and Mitzrayim. But there were many, many more kindnesses that Hashem showed the Yidden throughout the 40 years in the desert. It was miracle after miracle. They could be mentioned. And so on, other things that could have also been mentioned. And if you want to say that the only thing that he mentions is things which were to destroy the Jewish people, and Hashem saved us from destruction, so then you could mention also Esav. Esav also wanted to destroy Yaakov, and no mention is made of that. And if you want to answer that the reason is because Esav was considered like a Yid, and since in the end he didn't really, he didn't do anything to Yaakov, and therefore his machshava, the fact that he wanted to, was not really considered like he did it, whereas by Lavan, since he was a goy, and just thinking about it was already considered like he did it, that's only in regard between him and Hashem. But as far as Yaakov is concerned, just like Esav didn't end up doing anything bad to him, so also Lavan never ended up doing anything bad to him. So why is it that Lavan is mentioned and Esav is not mentioned? And the answer is, the mitzvah of Bikurim is not simply thanking Hashem for giving us the land of Eretz Yisrael. Because we see that when the Yidden arrived in Eretz Yisrael, they were not yet obligated to give Bikurim until they had conquered the Shiva Shechokal, which means the 7 years that they conquered in Eretz Yisrael and the 7 years that it took to settle each person into his portion of Eretz Yisrael. And only then was there a chiyuv to bring Bikurim. So we see that Bikurim is thanking Hashem not merely for giving us Eretz Yisrael, but for allowing us to settle in peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael. And then begins the mitzvah of Bikurim. So therefore, the thanks that we give to Hashem and the declaration that we make thanking Hashem is also in similar types of salvations that Hashem brought for the Yidden. There were two situations, in which the Yidden lived and had settled in a place, and you would think that when you're settled in a place, you live in a place for many years, you would have some sort of tranquility and peace that you can expect. But the Mitzrayim did not give them that peace and tranquility. Even though they lived there for many, many years, 210 years, the Egyptians enslaved them. So the expectation of peace and tranquility never came to fruition. The same is true for Lavan. Yaakov lived there for 20 years, 20 long years. You would think that he would expect to have some sort of peace. But Lavan never gave him a day of peace. It was constantly one thing after another. Therefore, that's the kind of thing that we thank Hashem, that he took us out of those situations. Esav's attack desired attack came when Yaakov was traveling. He was traveling from Lavan to Eretz Yisrael. On the way, he met up with Esav and his designs on attacking Yaakov, which he didn't end up doing. But because that was not an expectation, when you're traveling, there is a different type of expectation, not the kind of expectation that is expressed by the giving of Bikurim, which is about Hashem giving us the peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael. To explain the idea of Bikurim in Pnimis HaInyanim, according to the inner dimension of Torah, Torah explains, in regards to Mitzvah of Bikurim, that the fruit of the tree, that is an analogy to the neshama as it comes down into the guf. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is to connect the neshama that is as it is down here with its source above, which is called Bikurim Elyonim. And he continues to explain that the bringing of the Bikurim, the actual bringing of the fruit, that is bringing from below, lifting it up and raising it up to above. And the reading of the Parsha of Bikurim is to bring down a Lukus Momaila Lamata, from the levels above into the world. According to this, we can explain why we only mention these two things, Lavan and Mitzrayim, in the reading of the Bikurim. Since the reading of the Bikurim represents the Hamshacha Mumaila Lamata, as things come from above and are brought down below, both the going down to Mitzrayim and going down to Lavan, as well as leaving from Lavan and leaving from Mitzrayim, were both in a way of Hamshacha Mumaila Lamata. In regards to Yaakov going to Lavan, it says, Vayetze Yaakov Me'Be'er Shava, he went from Be'er Shava, which is the highest place, Vayele Charana, and he went down, he went from the highest place from Eretz Yisrael, to Charan, which is Charein Avshaloylam. In other words, Halah, he went from a place from on high, to a place down below. When Yaakov left from Lavan, it says, Vayashkim Lavan Babaiker, and the inyan of Lavan means, as brought in Zayar, that Lavan is Loivan Elyon. It refers to the very highest levels of Chasadim, that every day, Vayashkim Lavan Babaiker, that every day there is a new flow of Eir HaChesed Elyon, which comes down below. And Yaakov Halach Ladarka, Yaakov brings that into the lowest levels. He brings that, he's mamshech that into the lowest levels in the world. Similarly, in Mitzrayim, before Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, it says that he sent Yehuda ahead of him to establish a place of learning. In other words, that it was all milmailo lamata. Then when it was time to come out of Mitzrayim, it was also that Hashem himself, nigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochem, it was Hashem himself who came to redeem the Yidden from Mitzrayim also. Based on this, we can also explain why Rashi says that maskir chazdei hamokim, that when you read the Parsha of Bikurim, you are mentioning the kindnesses of hamokim, which means, of course, Hashem. But why does he use chazdei hamokim and not nisei? You know, these were miracles, tremendous miracles, the Yitzhiyim and Mitzrayim, and the being saved from love. And why does he merely refer to them as chasodim rather than to... Then Nisim, and also, why does he mention the name instead of Chazdei Hashem? Why does he say Hamokim? Because he's trying to point out that the inyan of Chesed HaElyon was Nimshach in Mokim, was Nimshach into the space of the world, to the reality of the world down here. A lesson to us from this could be that a person, it's not enough that a person should simply raise himself up in the levels of Torah and Tefillah and go into the world of Torah and Tefillah, but we have to be mamshech lamata, all those things into the reality of the world. We have to be mamshech melmailo, all the elikus and kedusha and so on, into the world down here.